on FM, online, and on TuneIn 24/7. This is 88.3 Southern FM.
This is the Space Show. Australia has signed up to the Artemis Accords, and one of our contributions to it is going to be to search for usable resources on the moon. So to describe the Moon to Mars program at the Australian Space Agency, the head, Enrico Palermo, had this to say a few weeks ago.
Moon to Mars is our flagship initiative. It's where the Australian government is investing $150 million in the Australian space industry in order to allow us to support Australia's ambitions to be alongside NASA as it explores Moon and onto Mars into the future. The Moon to Mars program in 2021 really went from strength to strength. We released guidelines for obviously the demonstrator program, the mission program, which we're talking about today. We awarded 20 consortia around the nation as part of the demonstrator feasibility studies, and there's some really innovative projects that were proposed and awarded through that. We continue to get Australian companies into international supply chains through the Moon to Mars supply chain program. And we just, you know, a few weeks ago announced our fourth intake, and the fifth intake awardees is not too far away. And then, of course, as one of our biggest moments of 2021, we announced we are going to the moon after the Australian Space Agency signed a Space Act agreement with NASA for an Aussie design and built rover to be sent to the moon with a really neat mission, which is to collect regolith, lunar soil, take it to a plant to see if we can extract oxygen from it. And for the, many of the registrants will be aware, bids for the Trailblazer program are open at the moment. But today we're focused on Demonstrator. And Demonstrator, actually, out of all of the agency programs, is one of the most exciting for me, because this is about getting Australian hardware into space, so we really can scale your technology from a startup mode to a scale-up mode. Because in my mind, Demonstrator is going to do some amazing things for the nations and really contribute to our objective to triple the size of the sector and really look at how we can spin in Australian ingenuity, Australian talent, our experience from other sectors in order to have a thriving sector which supports the safety, security and prosperity of all Australians. So,
Enrico Palermo, the head of the Australian Space Agency. The manager of the Moon to Mars program at the Australian Space Agency is Campbell Pegg, and he had this to say.
So the key objectives of the Moon to Mars initiative is to support Australia's ambitions to join NASA's endeavour and go on to the Moon to Mars, accelerate growth in revenue and jobs and in the Australian space sector, build Australian capability and capacity, lift Australians' involvement in national and international supply chains, demonstrate Australian capabilities to the world, and inspire the nation. Now, what we've done with the program is it's actually broken down into three programs, the supply chain program, the demonstrator program, and the trailblazer program. But the supply chain program, it's all about getting Australian companies into international and domestic supply chains. And we have the grants component and the facilitation component, which is about trying to raise capability of the Australian space industry and also about getting the buyers to start providing services and helping Australian companies into international and domestic supply chains. The demonstrator program, this is what the details of today will be about, but fundamentally this is about getting people and their products and their services into space and getting that space heritage. And then the very last one is the Trailblazer program, and this is a major mission going to the moon. So this is an Australian Foundation Services rover that we will send in a joint mission with NASA by 2026 or 2027. So this is going to be an absolutely amazing, inspirational piece for Australia. And
we can look forward to great things happening.